and those present with us here today. I would like to address the question on children deprived of a family environment. But first, I should like to note that the state of Honduras has been very responsible in addressing the implications of being a state that is a guarantor of the rights of children, and the Secretariat for Children, Adolescents, and the Family has been very responsible in addressing our national policy for children and adolescents. We have worked to strengthen the comprehensive system for the protection of rights of children. Here, before your committee, we would like to underscore the articulated nature of all of the efforts that the state and government have been undertaking. Turning specifically to children that have been deprived of a family environment, we created our Secretariat for Children, Adolescents, and Family, the SANAF, and that structure has also created a subunit, a specific unit that undertakes the evaluation and certification of alternative care modalities. This in our efforts to guarantee and uphold rights. We have also revised our certification manual to this end. We have done so with the Secretariat of Governance. That is the body that issues the operational permits and certificates for these alternative care facilities. Children are in these centers when their rights are not upheld, when the children do not have family members, because this isn't a proposal for institutionalization, but rather the children have a right to a family. And this includes the possibility of being with family that is beyond that of their blood family members. So we have updated this manual, working together with the Secretariat of Governance. We are currently in the process of putting together the regulations to ensure that the certification for such arrangements be obligatory. We have undertaken, launched training programs for those working within these organizations, the idea to ensure that they are trained up for the certification. We have been thus increasing the quality of the services that they offer. Some 33 residential care facilities have entered into agreements with the administration. Further, we are promoting the implementation of other services as well. Temporary protection families is one such system. We have a pilot program for those children that, for whatever reason it might be, need temporary protection. It's also important to note that we have launched a census within these alternative care institutions. We have done so working together with the National Institute for Statistics, the INE, with the Secretariat of Governance, and also with the technical and financial support from UNICEF. So far, we have identified 136 organizations that are providing direct care and support to 3,500 children. Having identified these, this year, 2025, we have launched a third phase. This is a consultation phase, a listening phase. We work directly with the children over the age of 12 that are in these institutions. We meet with them in order to hear their perspectives. We want to hear from them about the situation and conditions in this modality. It's a listening opportunity. We want to hear from the children. We want them to participate. Last year, we also undertook training processes for the staff in these institutions and in other adjacent organizations. For example, the municipal offices, the municipal councils. We reached some 678 individuals in our training outreach. they were able to be trained with methodology, concept, and underlying concepts for the development of parenting skills that help to uphold and protect the rights of children. We have also launched a working plan for reintegration. The idea is to assist children in their reintegration when they have family members. The idea is to work through our CENAF teams. We have a guide that we use, a manual for reintegration so they can return to their family members. We are also undertaking studies that help us to identify the needs within the families themselves. The idea being to ensure that these individuals, as our colleague Mr. Cardona mentioned, services such as stipends and scholarships, working with the Secretariat for Social Development and the Network for Solidarity, to ensure that these services help these individuals with their reintegration. I thank you kindly.
Just want to intervene here. The last presentation seemed to be about children in the alternative care system, and we